This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
Winarat na ninyo kami eh. Winarat na ninyo ang dagal ng DOH. Winarat ninyo ang lahat ng mga kasama ko dito. Hindi kami makaharap sa mga tao dahil lahat, ang dami-daming sinasabi, ang dami-daming paratang.
That is the accusation of Health Secretary Francisco Duque III to the Commission on Audit of destroying the good image of the DOH with the latter's release of an audit report detailing serious adverse findings in a disbursement by his department of some 67.32 billion in COVID-19 funds. Duque said he and his fellow DOH officials have been losing sleep since the COWA report started hugging the headlines and continued to go viral on the internet. Duque saw the opportunity to release his emotions after Deputy Speaker and once again party Representative Rodante Marcoleta questioned the COWA for releasing the 2020 annual audit report without waiting for the DOH to address the issues raised by audit examiners. Duque said that COWA should have given them time to be able to provide the documents considering that they have 60 days to reply. He also lamented that the observation made by COWA to appear that graft and corruption was involved. However, COWA Chairman Michael Aguinaldo stressed that before the 2020 AAR was posted in the COWA website recently, the audit team had numerous meetings with the DOH officials for the latter to address the audit issue raised at the end of 2020. More than half of Filipinos have said that they have easy access to the COVID-19 vaccination site in their area based on the Social Weather Station survey results released on Tuesday, August 17. Based on the survey findings, 68% of adult Filipinos have said that they have easy access to the COVID-19 site in their area, 3% found it difficult, and 29% said they have no access at all. During the survey, the respondents were also asked to describe the pace of vaccination in their own barangay, city or municipality, and the Philippines as a whole. SWS noted that the complaints about the slow pace of vaccination were more prevalent among those with either difficult or no access to a vaccination site than those with easy access. The SWS survey was conducted among 1,200 respondents from June 23 to 26. A day after the Metro Manila Council held a meeting to discuss the next quarantine status for the National Capital Region after August 20, San Juan City Mayor Francis Zamora said that the mayors have yet to reach a consensus regarding their recommendations due to various factors. The mayor said the MMC is still finding the proper balance between the economy and mitigating the number of cases and deaths. Zamora said the MMC may have a recommendation within the day as the IATF will have a meeting on Thursday, August 19. He also emphasized that the MMC is only recommendatory and the interagency task force will still have the final decision.
The Taliban have pledged not to seek revenge against their opponents in Afghanistan in their first conference since taking power, as the United States said they would hold the insurgents to their promises to respect human rights. The Taliban announcements came Tuesday after the return to Afghanistan of their co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, crowning the group's astonishing comeback after being ousted in a US-led invasion nearly 20 years ago. In the capital Kabul, some shops opened and the insurgents told government staff to return to work, though residents reacted cautiously and few women took to the streets. The elegance and beauty of Miss Philippines Dindi Pajares continued to shine in the Miss Supernational 2021 pre-pageant events as she was named one of the top 10 influencers in the competition. Earlier, Dindi won first runner-up in the Miss Elegance competition of the pageant. She is also included in the top 10 fan votes. In an Instagram post, Dindi thanked her fans for their support. The grand finals of the Miss Supernational 2021 pageant will be held on Sunday, August 22 at 2 a.m. Manila time. Actor Enchong D has apologized for his recent comments on the lavish wedding of party list representative Claudine Bautista of Drivers United for Mass Progress and Equal Rights. On Twitter, Enchong said that he has been reckless and that he takes full responsibility for his lapse in judgment. He added that he reacted based on impulse without thinking of the consequences nor the harm it may cause. Representative Claudine Bautista's wedding drew the ire of netizens for indulging in a luxurious wedding instead of addressing the plight of the PUV drivers. Weightlifting President Monico Puentevella is confident that they can sustain their Tokyo Olympic success in the 2024 Paris Games. The veteran chief, who has been at the weightlifting helm for more than a decade, added he is looking at four young proteges who can follow the footsteps of Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Hidilyn Diaz. However, Puentevella said matching Diaz's success is easier said than done, as the young lifters must learn the same discipline and amount of sacrifice that Diaz endured to make it on top. The upcoming updates of Apple's iOS 15, iPadOS 15, and macOS Monterey will include security features to protect children from sexual predators online. This is a welcome update, but some are worried that these features may compromise the user's privacy and that the government might tamper it. Find out what these security updates are in Tech Talk tonight at 6 p.m. at Tech News Online Facebook page.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.